Blog Talk Radio. Spirit. So I'm excited. I'm so excited. And I know I'm not going to get through everything today. I just wanted to minister as much as I can in the 45 minutes that I have here today, and just really declare what the Lord is saying in this time. And think about what God says. He says before. I mean, like, there's nothing new under the sun. So what he's saying is right in line with what's happening in the new month of Chet reign. And for this archive, which I ministered in 2016, was it 2016? I released and birthed this offering, and I was so excited at the time because in this release, it was celebrating, and I was celebrating ocean liners as relates to ships, and this was the exact offering from that year. And so to come with volume two, with fresh revelation of what the Lord is saying today, in this moment, in the new year that we are now in, it's just beautiful. It's really beautiful. And the celebration of ocean liners really was celebrated in November in honor of, in celebration of apostolic pioneers. And I entitled this offering, One Choir, One Pilgrimages, One Feast, because truly we are one in Christ Jesus, and there's only one way, only one way, and Jesus declared that, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus declared himself the one, and God is the one, the only one. And I'm excited about declaring the oneness of Christ today. So I tell you, the thing that I decided to do in wrapping up the year is to stay in the vault. So for a December's offering, I'm going to be going back to the vault, and I'm going to be sharing some, choosing one of the Christmas offerings from December, and I'm going to also declare that. So what a wonderful way to wrap up 2022 and being inside the bulk and archives of Rise of Christ Women's Ministry. And I tell you, this is, again, right in line with the season that we're in, which celebrates the reigns, the former reigns of restoration, reigns of revival. And I tell you, the elements are a major part and play a major role in harvest and in growth. And eight represents earth, soil, and seed. Hallelujah. And that's one of the things the Lord was expounding when he was mentioning this to me. He was saying that just as everything is planted, everything is established by his word, by his decree, by his will. He was saying that it's also a time of uprooting, because we can't be planted and we can't forge ahead and chart our course if we are misaligned, or if there's anything that's planted or rooted in us that should not be, it will most certainly hinder our growth. So when Jesus said that every tree that he did not plant, he would uproot, that means anything that he has not told us, anything he has not imparted to us, anything he has not given us by way of his word, by way of revelation, by way of impartation, it is being uprooted. And that is so important, because we can't grow, we can't move into fulfillment unless it's according to the original plan of God, according to truth. So I wanted to just say that before I really get into the message and into the offering, because just as the Lord plants, he uproots. And that's a very fine dance and a very, very delicate dance and very delicate work that he does by his spirit, by his spirit, which is why it's so important to make sure that you're receiving your feed, your info, direction, your knowledge from a true source, from a true minister, from someone who's truly saved and born again of the water of the Spirit, whom the Lord has chosen to minister his word through. Now, I'm going to start with the compilation, that this compilation was from 2016. Yeah, from 2016. And again, it celebrated ocean liners. And I entitled it, Not Only One Lord, One Pilgrimage, One Feast. But I also want to expound upon the importance of charting new waters. And again, this is by being a pioneer in your own life, which takes faith, not being afraid of the unknown, having the courage to walk in faith and be open to what the will of the Lord is and how he's leading you and guiding you. Now, in 2016, in birthing this, he was speaking to me about charting new waters, pioneers, voyages, and pleasures. Wow, pleasures. And that's the thing that I love about this offering at that time, because he was saying that not only is he gone before us to make the crooked way straight, the way of this move, but he said that in his right hand is pleasure forevermore. And I gave you Psalm 16 for that, and you can read that in your own timing. And the thing that the Holy Spirit was speaking to me about, charting new waters, being pioneers in our voyages and our journeys, as well as our pleasures, is that they all are coming through the ports of calm. Ports of calm. And I gave you Psalms 23:1-3, which declares that the Lord is my shepherd. He says, David says, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. So everything God is saying and doing in our life, as we chart the course of our own life, as we make our plan, as we chart our course on which way the Lord is leading us, which way we choose to go, that's all it's going to be in calm and peace, because God is the God of peace. And he said we should be led forth of peace. Now, one choir is Revelation 14, chapter the 2nd through the 40th verse, and you can also read that in your own time. And Revelation, it just declares the one song, hallelujah, the one song that the bride knew, only the Lord and the bride knew. And so this is what he was saying to me about, again, understanding that he's the way, the truth, and life, and straight is the way, and narrow is the path that leads to eternal life, and that we're doing that as one pilgrimage, following Christ. And our pilgrimages are really exciting, because that's our walk of faith. As Paul said, we only know in part, and we prophesy in part. So our patroness and our purchases is based on our giving, which we should be doing freely. And I gave you Acts, the 2nd chapter, the 1st to the 5th verse, which talks about and declares on the day of Pentecost was fully come. That means in the fullness of time, they were all on what? One accord. And the Holy Spirit filled the house where they all were sitting. And that's what the Holy Spirit is saying, is that he is now gathering his remnant church, and we are now one in the Spirit. There's only one Lord, one faith, one baptism. And so I'm emphasizing the one, because we are one in Christ. And the beauty about what God is doing is that he's making us into the measure of the man of Jesus Christ. And that means we all are going the same way. At least we should be, but it's uniquely on how he does it based on his will for our life. And that's the beauty about the bride. Or the bride. Many brides are what? One expression. Now, the last scripture I gave you for one feast is Corinthians, the 10th chapter, the 20th through the 22nd verse, which talks about the Lord's table. The Lord's table. And I celebrate that and declare that in the season of Thanksgiving and us coming together in the season of Thanksgiving, a time of Thanksgiving where we're going to be gathered with our families and eating for the table, that we remember the Lord, the Lord's Supper, and that he gave his body, his blood for us, and that remembering that we have fellowship with Christ alone. And Paul was declaring the Lord's table. And he was declaring our true fellowship at that table. And in Corinthians, he was saying, you can't eat from the table of the devil and eat from the table of the Lord. Because, again, that brings confusion and erroneous doctrine. And so we want to have be of one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. Now, I also gave you Matthew 13 chapter and the 52nd verse. Where Jesus talked about being a disciple, when he said unto them, therefore every scribe who has become a disciple of the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household who brings out of his treasure things that are new and fresh, and things that are old and familiar. And that's why I was so excited about this, because he was saying to me that, and giving me revelation, fresh revelation of this, is the old and the new. And again, it comes from what? The treasures that we have. And again, he's talking about the parable of a what? Head of household. And he said, I'm giving you this as we enter into, continue to move into the head of our new year, and being of our household. And again, every adult is responsible for their own household. And that's something, you know, the epistles, the apostles talk about in the epistles a lot about working out your own salvation with fear and trembling in your household, the household of faith. Now, I'm really excited about volume two of this month's offering, celebrating ocean liners, because the pleasure of cruise ships are designed for simply pleasure. And I tell you, I was really excited about the images that I put on the montage, because I love cruises. I mean, like, who doesn't? They're so beautiful. And just going back into the archives and reminiscing when he gave me this, really just renewed what he was saying in the spirit as well as doing it in the natural. And that's remembering that the Godhead and what he's saying to the bride, which is you and I. Now, as apostolic pioneers, it's important to understand that as we continue to walk by faith, not by sight, it's important to have understanding and be discerning by having our inner compass and our heart aligned with Christ. And when those things are aligned with Christ and reconciled to Father God by Christ, it will prepare us or prepare us forward. And that's by our sails and our winds. And that's by the wind of the Holy Spirit. He's quickening us by our sails, which means our focus, our gaze being upon Christ, our prayer life, by the gifts of the Spirit, by understanding, most importantly, understanding, because everything that we do, it is leading us and guiding us in a certain direction. And that's also included by our decision. So we want to make sure that our sails are high and free, and that we're being moved forward and by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost and by the Spirit of God. Now, all of this is by knowing how to chart your course and how to navigate the uncharted waters. And when I was, going over this offering, he reminded me of what he did when he was with the disciples, and he taught the disciples, and how he taught Peter how to walk on the water, and Peter was able to walk on the water by faith because his gaze and his focus was upon Christ Jesus. And our lives have uncharted waters, and the thing about surrendering all to God and living according to his will is that we surrender. So John, the third chapter, 6-8 verse, is a scripture that I also want to include in this, because he was saying that everything that he's doing by his Spirit. It's not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. And when the Lord is, we allow him to take the lead, we can trust that his will come to pass. Now, John, the third chapter, 5-8 verse, and I'm going to paraphrase this and summarize this for time. He was just saying that which is born of flesh is flesh, who is merely physical, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. He said, do not be surprised that I told you that you must be born again from above and spiritually transformed and renewed and sanctified. So he was basically saying that which is born of the spirit is spirit, and that which is of flesh is of flesh. And we can't fool ourselves in thinking that we can live contrary to that, because the law of attraction, the law of reciprocity, supports Holy Spirit. And again, as he said, an apple cannot bring forth from an orange tree. You attract who you are. And of course, when you were born of the Spirit, he said, flesh and spirit cannot dwell together, because the flesh work is the spirit and the spirit is the flesh, and you can't do things that you would do, that you want to do. So he was making it clear that in order to move into the place of fulfillment and the promise of God in our life, if we are his true disciples, we must be born again and must bear fruit from the heavenly and from the place of where we were born. And that was from above. Now, he also says in this is that the wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but do not know where it's coming from and where it's going. He says, so it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. And this was really important for me to add this because, again, you can't exact upon a child of God, someone who's spiritual. I live and walk by the Spirit. And that's what I love about being fresh and anew and living by revelation and living by faith. If he said the just shall live by his faith, is that, you hear the wind lifted, but you don't know which way it's coming from. And so is everyone that's born of the Spirit. So he was clearly saying and declaring that if you want to move to the place of fulfillment, if you want to be caught up with God in third heavens and to receive that which he has for you, it has to be done by spirit. And many people will not be able to see the manifestation of God's promise upon their life because they're walking in the flesh. Or they're walking according to the course of this world. And again, charting your chart, which means understanding what the will of God is for your life, understanding what he's saying, as well as the waters, which is the waters of the Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which is fire and water. Also by having the gifts of the Spirit. in full operation. He said, we'll help you see new horizons. See those new horizons and those things to come. And he said, in fact, I will show you things to come. And it also will help us forge healing relationships, which is another thing that I love about ships, because that means what? Partnerships, coming together, healing relationships with family, you being healed of things that will cause us not to be in divine alignment with him, will cause us to be misaligned with ourselves. So healing was a big part of what he was saying, and the ships and the ocean liners, the ships is peace. And again, that's the place of fulfillment. Now let me go down to where he was saying that, and I found, which is the best part of our voyages and our journeys and into the place of fulfillment. He said these are going to be by not only pleasures, but by preservation. Hallelujah. Preservation. And that's according to what God did in instructing Noah in building the ark. And again, this is a time of building. It's always a time of building when it comes to it, when we're in a new season. And this is the ground floor of that. This is the foundation of that in the eighth month. And I tell you, Noah is our example, because Noah believed God. And God told him to build the ark. And he told people what God told him to do. They thought he was crazy. But because he believed what God said, he was saved from the flood that came upon the earth. And that's exactly what the Lord is saying today. Believe my word. Believe what I've said, despite what the world is saying, despite the lies of the enemy, despite the temptation. So, again, this season comes with instruction. And, again, that's also by preservation, which Psalm 16 declares. When David said, preserve me, O Lord God, for in thee do I put my trust. For my soul has said unto the Lord, that all my goodness is sent unto thee, but to the saints that are in the earth. So, and also, you know, Jesus also preserved us by way of his death, burial, and resurrection. And so we can take heart and be and rejoice in the fact that it's the Lord's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. It's his good pleasure for him to give us the kingdom. He's not hiding anything from us. He's not keeping anything from us. And as David said, in thy presence is fullness of joy. And at thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Now, I also wanted to include that we have this treasure in earthen vessels. We have this treasure, these treasures in earthen vessels, which means by way of the Holy Spirit, or what he's deposited in us by way of the gifts of the Spirit. And again, that's manifested also by Jesus and what he declared to Peter, that upon this rock, hallelujah, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Hallelujah. And it's also by, again, the gifts and the talents that he's given us. Now, I'm going to end here. And when I come back, I'm going to pick up talking to you and minister about the promise, the provision, and the prerequisites. Yes, that's really important for you to know, because we can name and claim it, we can believe God, but the blessings of God is upon condition if we do our part. And that's the difference between true faith and a false faith, or manufactured faith, M-A-N, because true faith is by and established and is manifested by the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I'm really excited to come back and share more with you from the BOC vault, from November's offering declaring pleasures. Pleasures and our journeys and our smooth sailing that's ahead. And I'm excited in doing that in the month of November and giving up thanks and being grateful and thankful for everything the Lord has done and is doing in my life and in your life. So I extend this invitation for you to join me in the next broadcast. And as always, I'll post it when it's recorded and join your hostess for more of November's offering. And I truly wish you smooth sailing. I pray that the Lord opens up to you and reign not only in your land and in your heart for the prosperity, but also reign your heart, that you would surrender all to him and let him take the reins of your heart and let him create a clean heart in you and renew the right spirit within you so that you can see the promise of God. And I tell you, even as today is a rainy day, I see that it's such a blessing because the rains are cleansing, the rains are refreshing, the rains are watering. And so goes as with our tears. Whatever you may be going through, your tears are cleansing, they're washing, you're healing. So don't be afraid to cry. Don't be afraid to allow your soul to rend itself of the things that would hold you back from the promises of God. So with that, I bid you peace, blessing, and much love. I will speak with you soon. Take care. God bless. Love always. And stay safe. Love you.